It's Michael Amacor, the chief scribe of FightKings.com at the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We're heading into the championship rounds. When I say championship rounds, I'm talking about from the 10th round of a so far competitive fight between Bernard the Executioner Hopkins, the 47-year-old, against Chad Dawson. The championship rounds. This one, they separate contenders from champions. Let's see if... And this is a round that stays prominently in the judges' minds and in the fans' minds. So let's see if they can ramp up the pressure. And Dawson just did it with a left hook against Hopkins. Kind of wobbled him, but Hopkins is so good at taking these shots. And he comes right back with feints, a frenetic combination to Dawson's body. He against the ropes. Cotton separates them. Eddie Cotton, as you know, is a no-nonsense referee. You know, Hopkins lurches in again with the combination, and Dawson spins him off and socks him to the head. They're back in the center of the ring and they're taunting. Hopkins has frustrated the hell out of Dawson. And, you know, he faints and throws Dawson off balance all the time. You know, Dawson can't get set. And it's difficult for him to get set because he's also a southpaw. So, you know, it's the 10th round. Hopkins, very quick. He storms in, lands a couple of punches, tries to grab. I mean, that's his MO. But Dawson is very ferocious hooks to the body. And he just slipped some punches by Hopkins. Is it at a high technical pace, this fight? I mean, these guys are very skilled. Hopkins, 47 years old, 25 years in boxing. Dawson, a southpaw, young, hungry, or supposedly hungry. But people believe he fights insipidly. And, you know, you just can't bring the fire out of him. You know, it doesn't last. It comes out in spurts. They're both missing against each other. And Hopkins, his energy is just amazing. He just storms in. Yeah, Dawson rips Hopkins to the body. And, you know, we're down to the last 10 seconds. More of the same. Cotton separates them, and that concludes round number 10. Very difficult rounds to score. My friends here, we're scoring the fight. How do you call it now?
It's in the 11th round. I gave Hopkins 3 and Chad 7.
How about you?
About 7 or 8 to Chad. Hopkins just too slow, too old, and should just retire, you know. That's what I'm hoping for.
How about you? Any thoughts?
I got it 96-92. Hopkins started pretty well, but the last 6-7 rounds have been all tough.
Okay. Well, as much as we admire Hopkins, we can't wait for him to pass on the baton to Dawson. But is Dawson the right person to pick up the baton? He's supposed to step on the gas and get the old man out of there. Hopkins is kind of slowing down. But it's not because Dawson is picking up the pace. It's just that Hopkins is slowing down. But he's still very combative. Very offensive minded. He comes out storming in the 11th round. You know, but it's a lot of movement without much being landed. But Hopkins is a master of it. Head, shoulders, shoulder rolls, movement, feints, without any shots being landed. So, you know, there's a grapple. Eddie Cotton has to get right in the mix of it. You know, Dawson lands a hook, a left hook, or his jab, because, or his power shot against Hopkins. But Hopkins just eats these shots. I mean, what an amazing fighter he is at 47. And we should, you know, make your comments.
Well, we're coming to the 11th round here. We're coming to the end of the fight, and Dawson clearly has the advantage here. And the thing you have to think about is Hopkins really, I think you have to go back to Oscar De La Hoya to where he knocked out an opponent. So
yeah.
When he's fighting from behind, that's not a good position to be in. Because at 47 years of age, he just doesn't have the power anymore.
Yeah.
He makes up for it in other ways. He does things like he did now. He just slipped to the canvas. He's trying to get something. He's trying to get in Chad Dawson's head. He's using that guile, that wily. He's always trying to get under his opponent's skin. He tackled Chad Dawson. And he's doing everything humanly possible to get under Chad Dawson's skin. And on this night, it's not working. Chad Dawson's not taking the bait. He's doing exactly, he's keeping his cool, and he's going to win this fight. You have to look at Bernard Hopkins, a great champion, but you have to question if this is what he has to resort to at age 47. You hate to tell anybody who's in this kind of shape, and he's maybe been able to fend off Father Time more than any other athlete in history, but you might have to say if he has to resort to these types of things, maybe it's finally time to just hang him up.
Well, I mean, that's a consensus of everybody at ringside, but you can't help but admire Hopkins. I mean, he's doing everything he can to win. He's frustrated Dawson within an inch of his professional control. Dawson is about losing it. Hopkins has tried everything to get under his skin, but we're now heading into the 12th and final round. I predicted that Hopkins will be stopped in the 8th round, but the Willie Old champion has made it to the 12th round. Dawson is a bit desperate. You know, he was really winging some of those shots, trying to take Hopkins' head off. There was a scramble of wrestling, and they fell down to the canvas. No points were taken. But we're heading into the 12th and final round of a very competitive fight.
This is the 12th.
They touch gloves in a show of sportsmanship and get right into it. The 12th and final round. Michael Amico, Chief Scribe of Fight Kings, Boardwalk Hall, Atlantic City, New Jersey, April 28, 2012. Will the baton change hands? That remains to be seen. They're still fighting. Hopkins is still competitive, even if he's slower, you know. Dawson slipped some of those shots, you know. Very few shots are being landed, but lots of movement. And the pace has somewhat slowed down. Dawson is trying to pick his shots. Whenever he gets set, Hopkins storms in, grapples. You know, and they're back again and again, another grapple. You know, it's very difficult to get set against Hopkins. You know, he's on your outside. He just stormed him with whatever that was against Dawson. But he has a way of slowing down the fight. And now another grappling session, and Cotton separates them. Lots of feints.
Well, it's, again, it's desperation time for Bernard Hopkins, and he's trying a few quick moves to try something, but I just don't think he has the power to put away Chad Dawson at this point. You never want any fight to go to the judges, because you never know how anyone's going to see anything. And maybe there's a judge at ringside who likes the defensive style of boxing and looks at things more towards Hopkins. And it's always, you know, you have to beat a champion. You have to take the belt away from the champion. It's not good enough to just beat them, just edge them. You really have to take it. I think Chad Dawson's done enough. I think he's about to take the light heavyweight championship of the world. It's been a great run for Bernard Hopkins, as we said. 47 years old, you think about it, it's amazing he's even in that ring, he's even in that position. Chad Dawson's going to turn 30 in July. He's younger, he's faster, he's stronger.
And even as Dawson is on the way towards taking the titles from Hopkins, he's still eating some very hard shots to his jaw twice. And now more wrestling tactics, and there's the end of the fight. A very competitive fight. And let's see what the judges decide. Hopkins did not make it easy for Chad Dawson. And although we want the baton to pass from Hopkins to Dawson, I don't know whether Dawson is the man to carry the light heavyweight division on his shoulders. So today it's round number 12. We await the decision. Very exciting, not exciting, but very entertaining fight between these two combatants. We await the decision.